Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Deborah Fine back on the show. Deborah is fine. She's back here now as a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on, about over 8 years now. She's been a member of our Brain Trust, and she's the author of The Fine Art of Small Talk. She's a nationally recognized speaker, speaking on important topics like leadership, and especially now, today, she wants to talk about helping women expand their networks and get more business. Deborah Fine, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. So that means we've known each other since before Twitter was born.
I know.
I heard yesterday that was their anniversary, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
I didn't put two and two together
till this
morning.
It took 4 years for anybody to care, right?
Yeah, exactly. They care now, my
they
friend.
They sure do.
Well, have you? I'm. You're such a busy man. And I haven't even read the book, but I've just gone over it, and I've downloaded it. I'm ready to read it, this book, Lean In, by Sheryl Sandberg.
I have not read it, but I've reported on it with people. There's a lady on the show, I'm trying to say her name, who's reported on the show about Mean Girls in business.
Oh.
Mean Girls in business. And,
I think I know exactly
and
about.
Women who aren't helping other women, which is kind
right.
of what which is kind of what Sheryl Sandberg's book is all about, how women should be more mentors of other women.
Well, the other thing I think the book is talking about, you know, from the bullet points, is one thing she talks about is don't wait to be invited, and that
right.
that really comes into play with what, you know, I try to, I don't try, I do offer in my programs out there when I travel to corporations and,
right.
and up to men and women, but Leni, don't wait to be invited in means to be a leader is to walk up to somebody across the room who you haven't talked to in 6 months, extend your hand and say hello, or it could be the executive vice president who's mm-hmm. visiting in from San Diego from the home office. And, you know, in my other world, when I used to be an engineer, I waited for that man or woman to come over to me to say
right.
hello,
right?
Right? But
and now
they
you walk
hardly
say,
ever came.
Now you walk up and say, hi, I'm Deborah. How do you like me so far?
Well, yeah. No, you might say that, Jim, but I would not. But just to walk up, give the gift of your name, say hello, and ask
yeah.
how their trip was, is the real key. And so she talked about that in her book, about not waiting to be invited. I talk about in my book, don't wait to be properly introduced. Like,
right.
most of us are waiting for our grandmothers from St. Louis to come out and properly introduce us to these decision makers. When we network, well, guess what? The grandmothers aren't coming out. Another thing she talks about in her book is at meetings, you know, or just raising your hand, speaking up. By speaking up doesn't mean not being who you are. I think that's what most of us fear is, you know, where we have to be aggressive if that's not our nature.
Well, but you know, you don't have to be aggressive, but you have to be not afraid to take whatever comes when you speak up.
That's exactly right.
I mean, it's
and
not
also,
about
it's
being
not...
aggressive. It's about just not hiding your light under a bushel, as we used to say in Sunday school. And I do believe that women, and I've covered this, I've talked about this topic many times over the years with women like you, like yourself, Deborah, and women are more insecure and sensitive about that kind of thing than men are. Men will speak up, and if they're wrong, if they get shouted down, they'll just say, well, that's just what I think, guys, whatever, you know, get over it. But women are more sensitive to that kind of thing.
But why do you think, I mean, you've raised a family, why do you think that is?
I just think that women are less self-confident. And I've said this 1,000 times. If somebody said, okay, you can give women one thing, and even money, and as much money as you want to give them, I wouldn't give them any money. I wouldn't give them any stuff. I'd give them one thing. I'd give them more self-confidence.
I wonder what we're doing wrong.
I don't know. I think part of it is physiological. I think you know Testosterone is an aggressive hormone. Estrogen is not. I mean, I think that's part of it. I don't think there's any question about that. Look at little girls and little boys.
Right. I mean, I agree with you. I mean, we see so many more women now in higher education than men, which I don't know that that's a good thing.
There are more women
in
college now than there are men.
That's what I mean. And that's not necessarily a good thing for men or for our country, right?
Yeah, we don't need women to get all that smart ahead of us, right?
Well, no. More importantly, we need our men to be as well educated as our women, right?
That's exactly right. There's a real issue. There's a real problem in the black community along those lines.
What you were talking about in the episode
not
before?
Not necessarily, but with him. But I have talked about that in past. I mean, those are real issues. We're going to come back and talk about Deborah's going to help women expand their networks and grow their businesses after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's CCR to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.